This is 1230 AM, KHAS Hastings, streaming online at hastingslink.com.
Hastings College basketball is on the air. We begin each game day with the Lance Creech pregame show, brought to you by Vaughn's Printers, 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Now here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Sports Director Mike Will.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Hastings College basketball this afternoon at 12:30 KHS. The Hastings College men on the road playing in York this afternoon against the Panthers as we visit with Hastings head coach Lance Creech. And coach, sitting at 7-3 on the season, he's won four games in a row since losing three. What has been the turnaround?
I think just defensively we've made a much more concerted effort. I think we feel a little bit more comfortable defensively. And obviously we've shot the ball better, especially from 3 points. So anytime you're going to shoot the ball well, it's a little bit alarming because it does become a little bit fool's gold in which maybe you think you're playing better than you really are. But in the same sense, I think we have been a lot more aggressive and assertive on the defensive end, so that's going to allow us to have a little bit more leniency offensively too.
The other night against Midland, you beat the Warriors by the score of 88-54. Played very good defensively, I thought, in that ballgame.
Yeah, we did. You know, barring the first 5 minutes of the game and about the first 2 or 3 minutes of the second half, I thought we played a very good defensive game, and I thought our switches were good. I thought we put ourselves in positions to get rebounds, and I thought we did a really good job once we did get rebounds and steals of pushing the ball up the floor.
The Derek Fletcher show offensively scores 31 points in the ball game, hit 12 out of 14 from the field, including 7 3-pointers.
Shot the ball particularly well. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of highlights there with the Derek Fletcher reel. You know, the next day we just sat back and looked at it. But part of it is, you know, you got a good shooter taking great shots, and you got somebody getting the ball in the right position. So not only was Derek on, but I think everybody else, we did a good job of realizing how well he was shooting it, and we got him the ball in the right positions to be successful, and he did a very good job once he got the ball.
Derek has now led Hastings in scoring 3 out of the last 4 ball games. What has been the change? Just more confidence with him?
I think confidence and aggressiveness, you know, and going in, you know, and looking at the other night, obviously everybody realizes that Fletch can shoot it, but the thing that's been more impressive, I think, is just his confidence attacking the basket, and he opens up so many more things, and I thought he could have been a little bit more selfish even the other night and taken a couple more shots, especially the way he was shooting it. But, you know, he's just a very, very good basketball player, and he's playing with a lot of confidence right now and playing very aggressive right now.
One guy we have not talked about this so far this season has been Jeremiah Slough. He's doing a good job getting Hastings into the offense. He's averaging about 6 assists per ball game. Also scored 9 points offensively the other night.
Yeah. Maya is no question our most valuable player, and he's been in this conference a long time, and he's played a lot ever since he was a freshman coming in, and you know, he's just a tough kid, and whenever you've got a tough kid that understands things and plays as hard as he does, typically they're going to have success. So we kind of go as Maya goes, offensively and defensively, because he creates so many things that a lot of coaches or a lot of teams maybe don't see, and he is definitely our most valuable player on this team.
Hastings College on the road here this afternoon to take on York. We'll come back and talk about the Panthers as our pregame show continues after this.
Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through 4-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
Back with Hastings College men's basketball coach Lance Creech. It's the Broncos and the York Panthers here this afternoon in York. Coach, ball club, we saw earlier this season, I think we tipped off of the season with York, and you beat them back at home 88-76. A very capable basketball team today.
Yeah, they are. I tell you what, they scare you because they've you know, they went up to Wayne and beat Division II Wayne at their home floor, beating it by 10, and played Kearney very, very tough on their home floor for the first 20, 25 minutes of that ball game, and gave us everything that we wanted. You know, we just happened to make some foul shots down the stretch in the first game of the year. But they've beaten Concordia twice, home and home. So they've got a lot of very good wins on their schedule so far this year, and they're sitting at 8-4. So they're a team that's definitely got everybody's attention around the league because, you know, the last couple of years they've kind of struggled, and they've done a really good job of getting things turned around here. Coach Tatum's done a heck of a job.
In addition to the two wins over Concordia, York has also got a win over Dana, a win over Morningside so far from teams in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. So a team that looks like can score some points. So
they can. Their guards are as good of guard combination as you're going to find, and they're deep at the guard spot. They can shoot it, and they really can drive it well. They've got a couple post players that are a very tough matchup, especially for us, just because we're not so big. So, you know, when they're on, I think they obviously play a lot better at home, as most teams do. They're a very hard team to beat.
The leading scorer for York is Corey Standifer. He is 6'6". He's a junior, averaging about 16 points per ball game. Had 18 the first time around against Hastings. Talk about him as a player.
Well, he can shoot it from three. He's about a 38% three-point shooter. He's very good on the low block, and he can really drive the basketball too. So he's kind of a three or four tool type player, you know, if you were to put it in baseball terms. And he can do a lot of things very well, and he just forces so many mismatches for you because he can do everything so good. You put a guard on him, he's going to run you down into the low post. You put a post on him, he's going to take you outside, and he's a very tough matchup for us. So, you know, we're going to have to make sure wherever he's at, we identify and we give help immediately and try and recover back to good shooters.
And two other guys averaging double figures for you, York, Justin Nall and also Derek Best, both averaging right around 14 points per game.
You know, Best is an Australian kid that kind of your typical European kid, very skilled player, very well on, does very well on the perimeter, shoots it really well, but he can put it down on the floor going right, especially goes right, driving the ball pretty good. So he's definitely somebody that can stretch the floor, and then Nall is just a beast. I mean, he's 6'6". He's probably about 225 pounds and looks like he was chiseled out of stone. So he's definitely was a force for them the first time that we played. Simply because we didn't have anybody that could physically match up with him. So, again, it's just going to take a lot of help in recovery situations, and we're going to have to get lucky, and hopefully they don't shoot the ball particularly well tonight.
Everybody else in the conference playing today, and then Hastings comes back next week with the games against Concordia and Briar Cliff. Naturally, it's not your typical non-conference ball game because this is going to be a tough one for us today, but what sort of things are you going to be looking for improvement in the ball game today?
Well, I think just, you know, continued consistency, and I think that's the one thing in this four-game stretch that we've always going to have some situations and games where you got some ups and downs and a little bit of peaks and valleys, but also we've got the opportunity to play and get a little bit better each time we step on the floor, and that's the one thing that we've done a very good job of the last four games here. So I feel really good about the direction that we're headed. This game is going to have a conference feel to it, and our next three games are against nationally recognized opponents, you know, one of them being nationally ranked and the other two receiving votes. So this is going to be a true test to kind of see where we're going to map ourselves out the rest of the year.
Coach, keys for us today in this ball game?
Well, I think just consistently defending, and our communication is going to be key because they put so much pressure on you defensively with their penetration, and you know, they really can stretch the floor with a three-point shot. I think with the addition of Nall inside, he did not start against us the first time, but he's a big kid that's really going to occupy a little bit more space inside than maybe we were used to the first time. I think he can really put some pressure on you with his ability to rebound the ball offensively. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of scenarios that are going to have to play out for us to be successful. But, you know, again, we're just looking for that kind of consistency and overall play that's gotten us this far.
Okay, good luck today.
Thanks, Mike.
Lance Creech, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Starting lineups in the play-by-play description coming up next. It's Hastings and York today on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Lance Creech pregame show brought to you by Vaughn's Printers. For envelopes, letterheads, brochures, business cards, newsletters, and forms, see Vaughn's Printers at 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Stay tuned. Bronco basketball is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 KHAS Radio.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dyckman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dyckman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dyckman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Playing sports is an important part of high school and college life. When injuries occur, the playing stops. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back in the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
Hastings College Play-by-Play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
Very pleasant. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Freeman Center. We're in York, Nebraska this afternoon. Hastings College men's basketball on 1230 KHAS. Hastings looking for their fifth win in a row here this afternoon as they take on the Panthers out of York College. I'm Mike Will. I call the play-by-play for you this afternoon. Hastings coming in, a record of 7 wins and 3 losses on the season, knocking off Midland in their last outing. That was on Wednesday night. They beat the Warriors by the score of 88-54. As we talked in the pregame show, it was the Derek Fletcher show for Hastings. Fletcher hit 12 out of his 14 field goals in the ball game, had 7 3-pointers, and finished with 31 points in that basketball game. Fletcher has now led the team in scoring 3 out of the past 4 ball games. Wade Bonds chipped in with 18 points for Hastings College, and Jeremiah Slough did a great job getting the Broncos into the offense. He had 9 assists in that ball game and scored 8 points offensively. Hastings held Midland to just 54 points in the ball game and 31% shooting on Wednesday night in the ball game played back at the Osborne Sports Complex. York coming in, a record of 8 wins and 4 losses on the season. This is a team that has got some history with the Great Plains Athletic Conference so far this year. They are 4-3. With teams in the GPAC, they have beaten Concordia twice, scores of 90-75 and 69-65. They have lost to Hastings earlier this season, 88-76. They have lost to Midland, 78-73. But they have beaten some pretty good teams. Briar Cliff, they lost to them, 87-82. And they have knocked off Dana by 2, 80-78. And they beat Morningside by the score of 81-78. So York is currently 4-3 this year against teams from the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They have won their last 2 games in a row. That Morningside win that was here in York, and then they played Bethel College at a neutral site and beat them by the score of 58-56. So York definitely going to be a big challenge for Hastings, I think, this afternoon. The Panthers are averaging 75.9 points per ball game on offense. They are giving up 75.3 on defense. They shoot the ball pretty well, 47% from the field, 35% from three-point territory, 68% from the free throw line. Not so good defensively. Teams are having pretty good success against the York defense. They are hitting 46% of their field goal tries, 36% from three-point territory, and 65% from the free throw line. York also getting out-rebounded by an average of 32-37. The Panthers 12 turnovers per ball game so far this year, and they forced 15 on the opposite end. So it's Hastings College and York here this afternoon in a non-conference game from the Freeman Center in York. We'll come back and check the starting lineups as we continue in 1 minute.
Call Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2400. 2734.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Freeman Center in York, Nebraska this afternoon. Bronco basketball from 1230 KHAS. Hastings playing the non-conference game here today with York. Everybody else is involved in conference action. In fact, all women's, men's basketball doubleheaders being played across the conference today. Byerscliff is in Crete to take on the Doane College Tigers. Morningside is playing at Dort today. Midland is at the University of Sioux Falls. Dana is playing at Northwestern. Concordia is at Dakota Wesleyan, and Nebraska Wesleyan is playing at Mount Marty. The women's basketball game is already underway, and Dort is leading the number 15-ranked Morningside Mustangs. The score is 37-32. Dort with a lead over Morningside. That is a halftime score in women's play, and it's Northwestern just starting the second half. The nation's number one-ranked team, they've got the lead over Dana by the score of 71-32. That ball game just getting started in the second half over in Orange City. Last night, the Hastings College women's basketball team, the third-ranked team in the country, knocked off York here in York by the score of 89-68. Lindsay Ducey led the way for Hastings. She had 22 points in the ballgame, 14 for Kim Feynman. Rachel Isherwood scored 12. Heather McEwen had 11. And Sophia McDermott scored 11 points. And again, Hastings College knocking off York last night by the score of 89-68. So we got the men's contest here this afternoon. Hastings taking on York. Before we get into it, we might want to mention this. The University of Sioux Falls has won in the NAIA National Football Semifinals today. Sioux Falls knocking off St. Xavier by the score of 48-6. So Sioux Falls will move on into the national championship ball game coming up in a couple of weeks down in Rome, Georgia. Sioux Falls winning today by the score of 48-6 over St. Xavier out of Illinois. Hastings, again, a record of 7 wins, 3 losses on the season. The York Panthers are sitting at 8 wins and 4 losses. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drugstores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy, serving you Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings, located in the Ashton Place at 207 South Burlington, has been providing on-site event coverage and rehabilitation to athletes for 17 years. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. A Saturday sports clinic is available to athletes from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. during the fall and winter sports seasons. The people you know and the name you trust since 1992 is Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings. Check us out on the web at www.ptsrhastings.com or call for an appointment at 402-462-8824.
1230 KHAS.
The singing of the national anthem here at the Freeman Physical Education Center in York this afternoon. Hastings taking on the York College Panthers in a non-conference ball game. Hastings 7 wins, 3 losses on the season. They're sitting at 2-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They'll go with the same lineup as we saw the other night. Jeremiah Slough, a 6'1" and senior out of Donovan Trumbull. Slough now averaging 13 points per ball game. In fact, 13.5 points and also 6.3 assists per game. He is number 3 in the nation in dishing out assists this week. Derek Fletcher is a 6'7" junior out of Omaha. Fletcher will be coming off of that 31-point performance the other night against the Warriors. His average now at 13.9, grabbing 4.3 rebounds per game. Wade Bontz is a 6'1" senior out of Cambridge. Bontz is averaging 17 points and 4 rebounds per game. Tyler Dossett, a 6'3" senior out of Silverthorne, Colorado. Dossett averaging 5 points and 4 rebounds per game. And Jake Marvin, a 6'8" freshman out of Lincoln. Marvin is averaging 9 points and 3 rebounds per game. The Broncos coached by Lance Creech. York Panthers, a record of 8 wins, 4 losses on the season. They will go with a starting lineup that looks like this. Dee Ellison is a 6'1" sophomore out of Sherman, Texas. Ellison is averaging 7 points and 2.6 rebounds per game. Leonard Epps is a 5'11" junior out of Louisville, Kentucky. Epps is averaging 5 points and 2.6 rebounds per game. Corey Standifer is a 6'6" junior out of El Reno, Oklahoma. Standifer averaging 16.5 points and 5.8 rebounds per game. He scored 18 the last time these two teams played in Hastings. Darren Best is a 6'7" senior from Melbourne, Australia. Best is averaging 13.9 points and 4.3 rebounds per game. And then Justin Nall is the other post player. He's a 6'6" senior from Henderson, Nevada. Nall is averaging 14 points and 8.5 rebounds per game. Hastings dressed in their away crimson uniforms here this afternoon, trimmed and lettered in the white. The York Panthers will be in their white homestanding uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the blue. Hastings will shoot to our basket to our right, and we're set to go. Bronco basketball this afternoon on 1230 KHIS, and York will control the opening tip. Panthers will bring it up here against the Hastings College man-to-man defense. And these two teams put a lot of points on the board the first time around. Hastings won 88-76. Here's Epps with the ball, dribble penetration. Throws it down the lane now, down on the baseline right side. A shot is taken by Null. That's going to be no good. Rebound Hastings. Slough brings it back the other way for the Broncos. The ball stripped away. Slough picks it back up on the baseline. Cross-court pass goes to the far side. Fletcher has got the ball. Fletcher to the free throw line to Jake Marvin. Marvin hands it away to Dossett. Now outside. Here's a three-pointer put up there. It is no good. No good there by Wade Bontz. And the rebound comes down to York. As they run her back the other way, just underway, Standifer has got the ball for the York Panthers. Swings the left side now to Leonard Epps. Epps brings it over here to Ellison. D. Ellison dribbling with the ball back outside. Shot from the top of the key by Standifer. It's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound to Leonard Epps. Epps gets it away to Ellison. Dribble penetration. Throws it to the far sideline. Here's a shot up there. It's going to be no good. Tap try, no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Derek Fletcher has got the rebound. Out of the pass is going to be intercepted by Best. His shot is going to be no good. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be York basketball. The Panthers very aggressive on defense. And you can see that right from the get-go here. 18 minutes and 48 seconds to play in the first half. No score between Hastings and York. Just getting underway this afternoon. Men's college basketball from 1230 KHAS. Standifer comes way outside. This is Ellison with the ball. Ellison dribbling now. Against the Hastings man-to-man, comes across the top to Standifer. Back on the wing on the right side to Best. Picked up there by Slough for Hastings defensively. Back the other way to Epps. His shot from three is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Jake Marvin gets the rebound. Gives it away now to Jeremiah Slough as he will walk it up now. As York will play a man-to-man defense to Marvin. Now to Fletcher. His shot is up and in. Nice cut to the basket by Derek Fletcher. Jake Marvin threads the needle there. And Derek Fletcher is off and rolling. He's got 2 points in the ballgame. Hastings goes out on top 2-0. York has got the ball. Here's Ellison on the near sideline. He drives for the hole. He loses control of the ball. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Hastings' ball. Ellison said maybe it was tapped out of his hands. That was not the case. York on the first turnover of the ball game. Hastings comes back the other direction. 18:09 to play in the first half. Hastings 2 and York nothing. Jeremiah Slough will bring it up now for the Broncos as he crosses the midcourt stripe. Double team. Slough gets away. Goes over to Vance. Entry pass to Marvin. Marvin with the ball goes to Slough, driving down the lane. His shot is up there. It is no good. Battle for the rebound, and it's brought down here by Ellison. D. Ellison has got it now for the York Panthers. Now to Standifer as he drives for the hole. His shot is up there. It's no good, but he is hacked on the arm, and Standifer will go to the free throw line here for York. 17:46 to play in the first half. 2-0. Hastings has got the lead. Standifer goes to the free throw line for York. He's an 83% foul shooter. Personal foul goes on Fletcher. That's going to be his first and the first team foul on the Broncos. As a team, York hitting 68% of their foul shots so far this year. Corey Standifer from the line. His shot is up there. It is no good. Standifer, a pretty good foul shooter. That's only his seventh miss this season. He is now 30 out of 37 from the free throw line for 83%. 2-0. Hastings has got the lead. Standifer's second shot is up there. That one hits the front iron and rolls down the hole. It is good. So it's 2-1 now.
Hastings with the advantage. Jeremiah Slough has got the ball for the Broncos as he runs her back the other way. Nice pass to Wade. Bounce underneath the basket. His shot no good, but he's hacked in the arm by Darren Best, the Australian. Darren Best picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first and the first team foul on the Panthers. And now Hastings will go to the free throw line. This will be Wade Bontz. Bontz had 28 points against York the first time around when Hastings played him in their season opener. Shot from the free throw line is going to be no good by Bontz. He is an 81% foul shooter in the season. He is now 26 out of 33 from the free throw line. Hastings is a team hitting 72% of their foul shots. Next one is up there by Bontz. It is good. It's now a 3-1 ball game. Hastings with the advantage. 17:38 remaining here in the first half. Ellison has got the ball. Now to Leonard Epps right in front of the Bronco bench. Behind his screen, drives into the lane, throws it down in the corner. Ellison for three. Shot rims off. No good. Offensive rebound. Foul shot up and in. Justice Knoll gets the offensive board and puts it up over his head right through the bucket. He's got 2 points in the ball game. York has come back to tie it at three. Here's Fletcher back the other way. A three-pointer right down the hole. Derek Fletcher hits 7 three-pointers the other night against Midland. Scored 31 points. He gets his first tray here. Fletcher already with 5 points in the basketball game. 6-3. Here's a shot off the baseline. A running one-hander. Good by Epps. Leonard Epps with his first field goal. Long pass down to four to Jake Marvin. His shot's going to be no good. It is blocked. Close to a goaltending call there. Lance is not happy. On the far sideline here is York. He dumps it off inside. That's going to be Knoll with the ball. Now top of the key to Ellison. Ellison brings it out to Best. Best swings it to the left side now. That's going to be Leonard Epps with the ball. Back outside in the three-point territory to Standifer. Dribbles to his left. Fires up a shot over Fletcher and hits it. Corey Standifer hits a three-pointer for York. And the Panthers go out on top by the score of 8-6. Here in the basketball game with 16:26 to play. Here's Wade Bontz from the far sideline. His shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Darren Best. York has got a two-point lead early in the basketball game. Here's D. Ellison with the ball. Ellison goes across the top now to Darren Best. Best over there to a Corey Standifer. Now top of the key. Leonard Epps with the ball. Drives it down the lane. His pass is going to be deflected. And it's going to be brought out of there by Hastings. Second turnover on York here in the basketball game. This is Kyler Dossett with the ball. Back outside to Slough for three. Way off the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Dossett. Underneath the basket, throws it back out into three-point territory. Fletcher with the ball. Now on the wing on the left side, that's Wade Bontz behind his screen from Marvin. Can't put up a shot. Out to Slough, top of the key. Dribble penetration, kicks it back out to Fletcher for three. Shot good. Derek Fletcher is starting off right where he left off on Wednesday night. He's got 8 points already in the basketball game. He's got 8 of the 9. And the Broncos go back out on top with a score of 9-8. We are 4.5 minutes into the basketball game, 15.5 to play here in the first half from the Freeman Center in York, Nebraska. York has got the basketball as the Panthers set up now against the Bronco man-to-man defense. Leonard Epps has got it deep in a corner. That is Best with the ball. He drives it now against Bontz. Nice pass underneath the basket to sign up and in. Justice Knoll scores for York on the assist from Darren Best. And the Panthers go back on top by a score of 10-9 in a seesaw battle so far. There's a Hastings turnover. York has got it back the other way. Darren Best for three. Shot rims off and back in again. Darren Best gets a three-pointer. And York now has their biggest lead of the ball game. It is 13-9 with 14:51 to play here in the first half. Jeremiah Slough has got the basketball now for Hastings, directing some traffic out here. Tell you what, the fans into this thing for a non-conference affair here this afternoon. Wade Bontz has got it, top of the key, behind his screen, puts up a 15-footer. Shot is off of the rim, no good. Ball tapped to the corner, is going to be picked up there by Leonard Epps. Epps has got it down for York as he runs her back the other way. On the dribble, stops at the top of the three-point circle, goes over to Darren Best. Now right side to Standifer. Standifer dribbling with the ball against Fletcher. Bounce pass down in the corner. They get it to Knoll. Back out to Standifer. Dribble penetration and a traveling violation is called. Standifer took it to the free throw line. Had problems with it. And the traveling violation is called on Standifer. That's going to be the third turnover on York here in the basketball game. 13-9. York has got the lead. Men's college basketball this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Jeremiah Slough with the ball. Comes out to a Derek Fletcher. Fletcher now to Dossett, back to Fletcher for three. Shot is up there. It's good again. Derek Fletcher has got 11 points for Hastings. The Broncos have 12 on the board, and it's 13-12. Hastings trailing by a point. Under 14 minutes to play now in the first half. Ellison has got the ball for the Panthers. Off to Standifer, now to Best. Best holding the ball, dribbles against Fletcher, takes it into the lane, throws it over on the far sideline to Standifer.
Bombs it down low to Justin Nall. He's double teamed, spins in the lane, puts it up there anyway. A shot no good. And the rebound comes down to Jason States, who's into the ball game. States gets it away down to Jeremiah Slough. Slough dribbles to the near sideline, reverses the ball, gets it to Brett McNerland, who's into the contest. Now to the hot shooting Derek Fletcher on the far sideline. Back out to Brett McNerland at the point. Now to Fletcher inside to Slough. Foul called. Personal foul will go on York. It's going to go on D. Ellison. That's going to be his first. Team foul number two on the Panthers. Non-shooting situation. Hastings will inbound the basketball. Baseline right side. They get it to McNerland. Wide open. A shot from 10 is good. Rather, Jason States. Jason States hits the short jumper just to the left of the lane. And Hastings goes out on top now by the score of 14-13. 13:08 to play here in the first half. Here's D. Ellison with the ball. Gets it to Stanifer on the far sideline. Dossett will now draw him on defense, man-to-man. Back out between the rings to Epps. Epps is picked up by Fletcher of Hastings. Dribble to the near sideline on the switch. Jeremiah Slough has now got him defensively. There's a screen. Drives into the lane. Throws it down in the corner. Best has got it. Traveling violation. Darren Best trying to put a move on deep in the corner on the right side to shake his defender. And he is called for a traveling violation. Fourth turnover on York here in the ballgame. 12:47 to play in the first half. Hastings leading the York Panthers by the score of 14-13. Here's Nick Humans into the ballgame now for York at one of the guard positions. As Humans comes out there, a 6-foot junior from Hobbs, New Mexico. Ball tipped out of bounds here on the near sideline by D. Ellison. Checking back into the ballgame now for Hastings is going to be Wade Vance. Fletcher will come out. Coming down to the scorer's table for Hastings is going to be Nate Olson. Olson's going to check in. Going out is going to be Kyler Dossett. 12:35 to play here in the first half. Hastings out on top of York by the score of 14-13 in the seesaw battle here in the first half. Brent McNerland has got it. Now to Wade Vance on the wing left side. Bounce pass to Slough. Slough looking. Cross-court pass comes over here to McNerland. Wheels in the lane. Puts up a one-hander. No good. Tap try. No good. Rebound. Brent McNerland. Foul shot. Good. And he's fouled in the play. Good job by the Broncos on the offensive boards there. Finally, Brent McNerland gets one to go down for Hastings, and he has fouled in the play. First field goal of the ball game for McNerland. He is averaging 7 points per ball game. And now he goes to the free throw line after being fouled by Justice Knoll of York. Hastings now with a 3-point lead, 16-13. Here's a shot from the free throw line. It is no good. Short by McNerland. Battle for the rebound. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be York basketball. So York will play things in backcourt. Now the Broncos are going to apply some pressure back here. Here's a ball that's deflected, picked up by Ellison again. Takes it down the right sideline. Now over here to Corey Stanifer, still in backcourt. Stanifer approaching the 10-second line. Finally gets it across there to Yumas. Yumas now to Ellison. Ellison fires it down the lane and shot is up and in. They get it to Darren Best. He was wide open right underneath the basket. Nice pass, and Best lays it in. He's now got 5 points in the ballgame. 16-15. Hastings College leading by one. Broncos on the attack. Here's Slough. His shot off the baseline is up and in. Jeremiah Slough in the lane. The baseline scores there for Hastings. That's his first field goal. 18-15 the score. Best has got it down for the York Panthers. Now to Justice Knoll as a big guy steps away out into three-point territory. Here's Stanifer with the ball now. Here's a shot. It's going to be taken. It's going to be short. They fire that one over the head of Brent McNerland, and the rebound comes down to Hastings. Brent has got it, drives it down the floor, and then loses control of it. Turnover number two on Hastings, and now we have got a whistle, and we have got a timeout? Yeah, a timeout as York was leading the break. Don't see that very often. York was off and rolling on the break, and the head coach for York, Brandon Tatum, calls the timeout. We've got a break in the action, 11 minutes and 21 seconds to play. Here in the first half, it is Hastings 18, York 15.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465. 1230 KHAS.
Hastings so far 7 of 14 from the field, 50%. York 6 out of 14, 42%. And now the Broncos have gone to a zone defense here. With about 11 minutes and some change left in the first half. Hastings out on top by three. It is 18-15. Broncos in a zone now. Here's a Staniford. Drives inside. A shot no good. Tap tries up and in. Justice Knoll scores for York. He's got 6 points in the basketball game. It's now 18-17. Broncos leading by a point. Hastings beat York in the season opener 88-76. Here's Brett McNerlin with the ball. Now to Slough on the far sideline. Slough looking to penetrate. Takes it up on the wing. Forced back outside the three-point circle. Gives the ball away to Olsen. Olsen on the dribble. Now inside the free-throw circle. Puts it up there. The shot's going to be way short. It goes out of bounds. Back an air ball there by Olsen. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be York basketball. Coming back into the ball game for Hastings will be Derek Fletcher. Going out will be Slough. So Hastings will go with Olsen. And also Fletcher, along with McNerlin, Wade Vance, and Jason States on the floor now with a one-point lead. 18-17, Hastings out on top. Staniford has got the ball. Staniford moves it over here on the left side to Ellison. Ellison comes out between the rings now to Desmond Strickland, who's into the ball game for the first time. On the wing to Yumas, and he's called for the steps as he was driving for the hole. Turnover number five so far on York in the basketball game. 18-17, Hastings. Out on top by 1 point in men's college basketball action here this afternoon. Hastings College women played here last night and picked up a win over the York Panthers. Here's Wade Bontz, a lob pass into the lane, tipped away from Fletcher and lost off of Fletcher's hands. Fletcher cutting right to left across the lane down here, right near the hoop. Bontz got him the ball, but it was off of his fingertips, and the Broncos turned it over for the third time this afternoon. Hastings averaging 13 turnovers per ball game so far this year. York has got it. Here's Strickland. Strickland works against Vance. They work it back around to the wing on the right side. That's D. Ellison with the ball. Being hacked out there by Olsen of Hastings. Drives it into the lane. Down in the corner. Standard for three. Shot no good. Offensive rebound. Yumas comes up with a rebound for York. Out to Ellison. Ellison dribbling behind his screen. Boots it to the right side of the floor. Now to Strickland for three. Bombs away. It's good. Desmond Strickland hits a three ball from deep in the right corner. And York goes out on top again by the score of 20-18. 9:23 to play in the first half. Here's Fletcher for three. This one won't go. And the rebound comes down to Knoll, and a foul is going to be called. A foul will go on Jake Marvin of Hastings. That's going to be his first. Team foul number two on the Broncos. Non-shooting situation, so York will play things in here in backcourt. The biggest lead of the ball game so far has been 4 points. Hastings had that at 13-9. Right now it's 20-18 in favor of York. Ellison has got it. He leaves it over here on the near side. That's going to be Strickland. Moves to his right. Throws up another three. The shot is up there. It is good, but they blow this one dead because it went up and touched the wire support up above the basket. Took a high hop. Runs into the wire up there. That's out of bounds. And it drops right down to the hole, so the three-pointer will not count by Strickland. And Hastings will get the ball back. 9 minutes to play here in the first half, 20-18. York has got the lead. Kyler Dossett back into the ball game. He's got the ball. Goes over to Fletcher. Free throw line extended left side. Gets it inside now. Maneuvering with the ball is Marvin. His shot is up and in. Jake Marvin will reverse layup underneath the basket. Scores for Hastings. And now we are tied up at 20 points apiece. 8:40 to play here in the first half. Desmond Strickland with the ball. Complete with his mohawk. As he sends it over on the right side now to Staniford. Stanford double team, gets away on the dribble, comes out here in the three-point territory to Ellison. Now to Strickland again, picked up by Vance. Strickland dribbles once, now to Staniford, still 10 seconds on the shot clock. Staniford dribbles into the lane, spins, the ball's going to be stripped away. Vance has got it for Hastings. That is the sixth turnover on York in the basketball game. Here comes Hastings back with the ball, and a foul is going to be called as Vance tried to get it to Fletcher out here in three-point territory. The foul is going to be called, and Nick Yumas, or Yumans, for York, that's going to be his first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number four on the Panthers. No free throws here. Hastings will play it in. Dossett gets it to Slough. Back to Kyler Dossett on the wing on the right side. Now to Jake Marvin, the freshman, over here on the near sideline. Marvin brings it up high on the block, stands, holds the ball. Now goes out to Jeremiah Slough near the 10-second line. Slough looking to penetrate, reverses it, gets it to Kyler Dossett. Now to Wade Bonds. Fakes the three, dribbles inside the arc, hands it away to Jeremiah Slough, drives into the lane, back outside to Wade Vance, fakes the three, drives down the lane, nice pass to Dossett, he lays it in. Kyler Dossett scores. That's his first field goal. Hastings back out on top by a score of 22-20. Standifer has got it now for York. On the dribble, gives it away to Strickland out here in three-point territory. Danny Humans over there for York. He'll crank up a three-ball. His shot is up there. It is no good. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. Bronco basketball here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS Hastings. Also available on the World Wide Web at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming courtesy of Hastings College. 7:25 to play. Here in the first half, the Broncos out on top by a score of 22-20. Jeremiah Slough has got the ball for Hastings. The Kyler Dossett dribbles left side of the lane, now spins. Goes up with a shot. It's going to be stripped away by Ellison. Ellison comes down with it for York and then has problems with the dribble. Finally gets it under control. Down to Strickland from the corner. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Vance. Outlet pass comes to Slough. Here they come. Two on two. Back the other way. Slough to Fletcher. 4-3. Shot is up there. It's no good. Battle for the rebound. It's brought down by York. Nice save there by Null of York. To Strickland. Strickland now to Ellison. D. Ellison dribbles behind his back, drives into the lane, throws it down in the corner to Best, circles around, takes it into the lane. His shot is up there, partially deflected. Rebound Null. He goes up for the stuff, and he's fouled into play. Jake Marvin also elevated there and blocked the stuff from Justin Null. And Marvin picks up his second personal foul in the ballgame. And now Justice Null will go to the free throw line, but not before Lance Creech calls a timeout. Hastings wants to talk things over. 6 minutes and 39 seconds to play. We are in the first half from the Freeman Center in York to score Hastings 22, York 20.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer. From design and layout to the finished product, Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't. Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
1230 KHAS.
Women's basketball going on in the G-Pack today. 47 seconds to play over in Orange City. Northwestern is rocking Dannon today. 102-47 with about 40 seconds or so left in that ballgame over in Orange City in women's college basketball. Hastings last night, the number 3 ranked team in the nation, knocked off York here in this building, 89-68. Dort is leading Morningside at halftime at last check, 37-32. Dakota Wesleyan was trailing Concordia 26-24, and Mount Marty had a 20-point lead over Nebraska Wesleyan at halftime, 32-12. Those are all women's basketball scores from the conference today. Shot from the free throw line is up and in by Justice Knoll. It's now a 22-21 ball game here. Hastings with a 1-point lead over the York College Panthers. Justice Knoll will have one more, 70% foul shooter in the season, and he nails both of these free throws. So we are tied up again at 22. Hastings back with the ball. Here's Kyler Dossett. Double team goes to Vance. Now to Fletcher. Back outside. Dossett to Slough. Fakes the three. And a traveling violation is called in Slough. He was knocked down by Nick Humans. The traveling violation is called on Jeremiah Slough. That's going to be the fourth turnover on Hastings here in the ballgame. And now the Panthers have a chance to pull ahead right here. 6:27 to play in the first half. Hastings 22 and York 22. Chris Lambrecht into the ball game now for York. Here's Strickland with the ball. Now to Lambrecht out here in three-point territory. Covered up immediately defensively by Fletcher. They work the ball inside to Null. He's double-teamed. The ball stripped away, and it is picked up by Kyler Dossett of Hastings. Dossett gets the ball down floor, and it's going to be mishandled here by Jason States. I think the pass was really intended for Fletcher, who was kind of trailing States down the floor. States didn't know that. Jason tried to reach up to the grab, and it's off of his fingertips out of bounds. Turnover number 5 on Hastings. York has got 7 turnovers. And the Panthers will inbound the ball here with 6:05 to play in the first half. It's 22-22, Hastings and York. In men's college basketball this afternoon, Justice Knoll with the ball. Comes over here on the near side to Humans. Humans back outside to Strickland at the point. As they move it over in the wing on the right side to Lambrecht. Now to Best. Drives the ball against Vance. Spins. Dumps it off down low to Knoll. His reverse layup is no good. Rebound comes down to Jason States. Dribbles out of there, gets the ball ahead. Now to Kyler Dossett. Dossett, cross-court pass to Fletcher. Inside, they get it to Slough as he Dribbles out into three-point territory on the baseline to Vance. Across the lane to States. A shot from 10. No good. Tap try, no good. Rebound, Dossett. Dossett's jump pass back outside to Slough. 4-3. Shots way off the mark. Rebound comes down to Null. That one goes clanking off of the right side of the backboard there. Did not draw iron. Here comes York back the other way. Driving down in the corner. This is Humans with the ball. Takes it into the lane. Puts it up one-handed. His shot is no good. Rebound, Null. And he is out of bounds. Just as Null came down with the ball, but he was out of bounds. Hastings will come back the other direction. 5:06 to play in the first half. Hastings 22 and York 22. The Broncos have had as much as a four-point lead in this game at 13-9. York has led a couple of times, but not by more than 2 points. Hastings back with the ball. Here's Brett McNerland. McNerland goes inside to Fletcher. Fletcher to the far sideline. That's Slough. Dribble penetration into the paint. Back outside to Fletcher. Fletcher goes now to Nate Olson. Nate, a pass to States, mishandles the ball. It's stripped away, and now it's going to be York basketball as Hastings turns it over. Six turnovers on Hastings. Back the other way, running down the lane. A shot by Lambrecht is no good, and a foul call on the rebound. York committing a personal foul, so Chris Lambrecht just took off. No hesitation whatsoever. Took it right down the lane. His field goal would not go. And then he commits the personal foul. Antoine Mask now into the ball game for the York Panthers. He is a 6'6" freshman out of Sherman, Texas. Now as the Broncos come into the offensive zone, we've got a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Hastings. It's going to go in Slough. Jeremiah Slough picks up the foul. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 4 on Hastings. Non-shooting situation. We are still tied at 22 points apiece. Hastings right now hitting 42% of their field goals in the ball game. York at 33%. We're tied up at 22 points apiece. York has got the ball in their offensive zone. Darren Best has got it. Now to Stanifer. Brings it back here to Leonard Epps. Down in the corner to the Best. Fakes the three. Now dribbles inside. Puts up an off-balance shot. It's up and in. The Australian scores there for York. He's now got 7 points in the ball game. York now with a 24-22 advantage over Hastings College here this afternoon. Jeremiah Slough has got the ball. Dribbles left to right across the free throw line. Comes out here in the three-point territory. Slough now to Olson. Olson gets it away to Aaron Kane, who's into the ball game now for Lance Creech and the Broncos. Slough has got it now to Fletcher. Out here near the 10-second line. Fletcher gets the ball to Slough. Slough now to McNerland. Over to Fletcher on the far sideline. His shot from three is up and in. Derek Fletcher now with 14 points in the basketball game. And Hastings goes back out on top on a score of 25-24. Here's York at the other end. A shot on the baseline is going to be no good by Mask, and he runs over a man. And a foul is going to be called on Antoine Mask. First foul on Mask. Team foul number 6 on the Panthers. 3:25 to play now here in the first half. Coming up at halftime, we'll have Hastings College Spotlight. Tyson Avronik will join us with Spotlight. Also get you some scores from around the nation, not only in basketball, but in football. Big day for football across the nation today. NAIA playoffs going on. The University of Sioux Falls has already won their ball game as they beat St. Xavier today by the score of 48-6. 25-24, Hastings leading here in men's college basketball. Slough has got it down the wing. Out to Wade Bonds, now to Fletcher. Fletcher gets it inside. That's Tyler Dossett. Dumps it off inside, down low. His shot is up and in. That's Jeremiah Slough. Nice pass by Dossett to Slough, who works himself loose right underneath the basket on the baseline. And he scores to make it 27-24. Back the other way. A shot in the lane. High off the glass is good. Leonard Epps, twisting and turning in the lane, scores there. Here's Bonds at the other end. His shot is up there. It is no good. Ball tapped down. It's going to be picked up here by Stanifer. Stanifer down the right sideline now to Lambrecht. 2:45 remaining. Lambrecht takes it down in the corner. Back out to Stanifer. Comes across the top to Best. Long NBA three put up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Vance. He's tripped in backcourt. Loses control of the ball. Picked up by McNerland. McNerland inside the free throw circle. His shot is up there. It's no good. One and done for the Broncos as Stanifer grabs the rebound here for the York College Panthers. Gets it away to Lambrecht. Now to Stanifer. Dribbles. Bounce pass. It's going to be deflected out of bounds. And it's going to be York ball. Last touch by Hastings. Mass goes out. Here comes Justice Knoll back in there. Into the lineup for Hastings is going to be Jason States. Going out will be Kyler Dossett. 2:18 to play here in the first half. Good ball game so far. Hastings out on top of York by a score of 27-26. Ellison has got the ball out to Stanifer out here in three-point territory. Comes to Leonard Epps. Hastings in his own defense. Leonard Epps goes to the far side. Now to Darren Best. Now to Stanifer. Corey Stanifer dribbling with the ball. 4 seconds on the shot clock. Back outside to Ellison. Launches a three over Slouch. No good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot. No good. It is loose. Stanifer comes down with it again for York here on the near sideline. Now to Leonard Epps. Now they get a fresh 30 on the shot clock. Here's Stanifer again. Drives inside. Runs into a couple of Broncos. And a foul is going to be called. Stanifer just powers his way to the basket. Runs in a couple of crimson jerseys there. And a personal foul is going to be called on Hastings. Which one of the three? It's going to be Brent McNerland. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 5 on Hastings here in the first half. Non-shooting situation. York will play things in. Darren Best out here in three-point territory. Hastings back to a man-to-man defense. Best over on the wing on the right side to Ellison. Deep in a corner. Leonard Epps has got it. Gets away from Slough. Jump pass. Comes out to Stanifer. Swings it left side to Best. Down in the corner. That's Ellison with the ball. Ellison behind the screen. Still 19 on the shot clock. Darren Best has got it. Picked up by Slough defensively for Hastings. Best to Stanifer. Behind his screen from Best. Stanifer has still got it. Dribbling with the ball. 8 seconds. Stanifer goes up with it over Slough. His shot good. Corey Stanifer hits the jumper. Stanifer is 6 foot six. Slough is 6 foot one. 28-27. York has now got a 1-point lead over Hastings. Here's Slough taking off with the basket. His shot is no good, but he is fouled in a play. And Jeremiah will go to the free throw line here for Hastings. Slough so far in the ballgame, 4 points and a couple of field goals. Justice Knoll is the guilty party. That's going to be his second. As team foul number 7 on York in the ballgame, Slough will have 2 shots here. Fouled in the active shooting. His shot is up there. It is good. Jeremiah, an 81% foul shooter in the season. He is now 41-50 from the free throw line. Hastings hitting 44% of their field goals so far in this first half, 34% for York. We're tied up at 28. Here's the next shot by Slough. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Best. He's tied up on the play, and a foul is going to be called on McNerland. Brent McNerland picks up the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be his second. Team foul number 6 on the Broncos. 55 seconds to play here in the first half. Into the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Nate Olson. McNerland will come to the bench. Hastings has won 4 games in a row since they dropped 3 games in a row. Broncos sitting at 7 wins and 3 losses on the season. York a very respectable 8-4 with some wins over some G-Pack foes here this year, including Morningside. There's a pass in the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Fletcher back the other way for Hastings. Stomps and pops from the free throw line. His shot is up there. Dances off the rim. No good. Tap try. No good. It's still alive. The ball comes out here to Fletcher. Flips the ball away to Jeremiah Slough, and Jeremiah will reset the offense. Hastings now with 20 seconds to go. We'll go for the final shot of this first half. Shot clock is off. We're down to 15 seconds. Slough directing the traffic here, switching some bodies around. We're down to 10 seconds to go. Slough still holding the ball. Now to Wade Bontz. Bontz looking to penetrate. Instead, takes a shot. It's good from 15. It didn't come up and guard him. Wade Bontz just throws it home. Here's a shot from half court. It's off the rim. No good. And that is the end of the first half of play. So Wade Bontz gets a little 15-foot jump shot as time starts to run out here in the first half, and that is the advantage so far for Hastings at halftime. It's the Broncos 30, York 28. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing does the best plumbing work, from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Freeman Center. We're in York this afternoon. Hastings College basketball on 1230 KHAS. Good contest here today between Hastings and York. Broncos have the lead at the break. It is Hastings 30 and York 28. It was a seesaw battle throughout much of this first half. Hastings has had as much as a 4-point lead in the ball game. Actually, York had a 4-point lead in the ball game at 13-9. Hastings has led a couple of times, but neither team able to break away from things here today. We were tied up at 20 points apiece. We were tied up at 22 and tied up at 28 before Wade Bonds hits the final shot of this first half, and the Broncos have a 30-28 advantage. So York has led by as many as 4 points in the ball game at 13-9. The game has been tied three times at least at 20, 22, and 28. And now the Broncos have the 30-28 advantage at halftime. Shooting numbers in the first half, Hastings hitting 12 out of 27 from the field for 44%. Hastings 4 out of 10 from three-point range for 40%. And Hastings just 2 out of 5 from the free throw line for 40%. York is 11 out of 30 from the field in the first half for 36%. 3 out of 13 from three-point territory for 23%. And York is 3 out of 4 from the free throw line for 75%. Rebounds in the first half. York doing the job on the board so far. The Panthers have 19 rebounds compared to 12 for Hastings. Offensive rebounds, York has got 8. Hastings College with 4. Turnovers, Hastings with 8 turnovers in the first half of play. York has got 10. And the Broncos have the advantage here at halftime. It's Hastings 30 and York 28. We'll come back and check the scoring in the first half as we continue with Bronco basketball after this 1 minute timeout.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
It's the Snowball Sale at Hogan Sporting Goods, December 5th through the 24th. Save 20% on the first item purchased, 30% on the second, 40% on the third item, 20% on the fourth item. Ask for details at Hogan Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Keith's Drive-In Drugs and Keith's Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Experience the warmth, magic, and peace of the Christmas season at Bob Sass Flowers. If it's a unique holiday gift or something more traditional, like wreaths, poinsettias, or seasonal bouquets, say it with flowers. From Bob Sass Flowers, 218 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Freeman Center in York, Nebraska this afternoon. Bronco basketball. Hastings out on top of the York Panthers at the break. It is 30-28. Scoring in the first half, Derek Fletcher leading the way for Hastings. He has got 14 points. Fletcher, 5 out of 8 from the field. He's knocked down 4 of 6 three-pointers so far. So Fletcher leading the way. He's got 14. Jeremiah Slough has got 5 points in the ball game, couple of field goals. He's 1 of 3 from the free throw line. Other scores for Hastings. Wade Bonds has been held to 3 points here in the first half. A field goal, 1 of 2 from the line. 2 points for Kyler Dossett on a field goal. Brent McNerlin, a field goal for 2. He is 0 of 1 from the free throw line. Jake Marvin has got a field goal and 2 points. Jason States has got a field goal and 2 points. Only 5 guys have scored for York so far. Justice Knoll is leading the way. He has got 8 points, 3 field goals, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Darren Best has knocked down a three-pointer, and he's got a couple of 2-point field goals. He's got 7 points. Corey Standifer has got a 3 and a 2. Plus, he is one of two from the free throw line. He has got 6 points. Leonard Epps has hit a couple of field goals in the ball game. He has got four. Desmond Strickland has hit a three-pointer. 3 points in the basketball game here this afternoon. Again, Hastings two out of six from the free throw line. York currently in the ball game has knocked down three of four free throw attempts. But it's Hastings with a lead over York by the score of 30-28. A couple of women's games have gone final in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Mount Marty has beaten Nebraska Wesleyan today in Yankton by the score of 64-44. And Dort has beaten Morningside today 77-72. So the defending NAIA Division II national champs have already lost five games this year. Morningside dropping one today to Dort 77-72. Last night here in York, Hastings College, the third-ranked team of the nation, beat York by the score of 89-68. Lindsay Ducey, 22 points. Kim Thaman, 14. Rachel Isherwood had 12. Heather McEwen had 11. Sophia McDermott had 11 points. If you weren't with us last night, Lindsay Ducey was injured late in the ballgame with about 6 minutes to play. Evidently sprained her ankle last night. She's going to be evaluated on a day-by-day basis. Hopefully she'll be ready to go on Wednesday night when Hastings takes on Concordia. In fact, a couple of tough ball games next week for the Hastings College men's and women's basketball teams at home on Wednesday against Concordia. And then next Saturday, we'll be up in Sioux City to take on the Briarcliff Chargers. Hastings with a lead here at halftime. The Broncos 30 and York 28. We'll take a break. When we come back, Tyson Abronik will join us with Hastings College Spotlight. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
Hastings College, Central Nebraska's nationally known choice for higher education, ranked the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com, named a 2010 best college in the Midwest by Princeton Review, named a best buy in college education by Barron's. Through exploration, attention, and participation, your first step to success begins at nationally renowned Hastings College. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
This is Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by the Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road in Hastings.
Discover the credit union difference at Hastings Federal Credit Union. What's the difference? Lower interest rates on your loans. And Hastings Federal Credit Union offers all types of loans to people who work or live in the Hastings area. Wouldn't you like lower rates and more convenient terms on your auto, home, home equity, or personal loans? Of course you would. So discover the credit union difference for yourself at Hastings Federal Credit Union.
707 North Marion Road, Hastings. An equal housing lender and savings federally insured to $250,000 by the NCUA.
Good evening and welcome to Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHAS. And this evening we're going to be talking with Robin Kuser. He's the chair of the music department here at Hastings College. And Robin, we got a big event coming up for you guys. I know you guys have been getting ready for this. It's the Christmas Card to the Community. And start a little bit off by telling us a little bit about what this is.
Well, Tyson, thanks very much. Each year we have a gift or a performance that we give back to the community of Hastings during the holidays. This year it involves several different things and will be held Friday the 4th, Saturday the 5th, and Sunday the 6th of December. The program on the 4th and the 5th includes a production of a short one-act opera, A Mall and the Night Visitors. And it is the story of the three kings coming to find the newly born Christ child, and they stop in the desert at the home of a very poor, crippled shepherd boy. And it's just a charming story. It's certainly family-friendly. And that is on Friday the 4th, and on Saturday the 5th, the performance is both of those nights at 7:30, and then on Saturday we have a 2:30 matinee. And also featured on that program will be the Hastings College Bell Choir. So between the Bell Choir and the opera, we have about 80 students involved with that production. Then on Sunday, December 6th at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, the Hastings College Band and the Wind Ensemble will be performing a holiday concert Just wonderful programming, just to bring everybody into the holiday spirit, we think. So all of those performances are at the Masonic Center downtown, and we just extend an invitation to all of the people in Hastings and South Central Nebraska to come and open their holiday season with Hastings College.
Well, Robin, that sounds like a great time. Now, how much work, this has obviously been, you know, a lot of work put into this, and you get some big performances and things like that. How much work have the students done in preparing for this performance?
Sure. Well, first of all, the opera is a very special thing to Hastings College. As far as the tradition, this opera has been produced four other times at Hastings since it was written in the 1950s. And we have not done A Mall in the Night Visitors for about 15 years at Hastings College. So this is a very special opportunity, not only for our students to learn about opera and to be in an opera, but also to renew this wonderful tradition. We started work on this in early October. Auditions were held in early October for parts in the play, and rehearsals have been going on since that time. We've gotten really in depth and started working pretty hard on it before Thanksgiving break, and then of course we were on break last week, so we're gearing up again and a week of dress rehearsals before the production. Our bell choir, of course, rehearses weekly, and so they have been in rehearsal on the Christmas music since about the 1st of November, and of course the band had a quick turnaround because our football season and marching band ended in early November, and they're ready for a full concert in about a month's time. So things move pretty quickly here at Hastings College Department of Music.
Now let's revert back to the bell choir a little bit. Is this like a separate choir from all the other bands and things like that? Now, how do you get selected for the bell choir? I've been to a couple bell choir concerts, and it's phenomenal the work they do. And so, how do they separate themselves from the band?
Well, auditions are held each fall for the bell choir, just like we have auditions for choir and we have auditions for the band program. And from those auditions, Dr. Jensen, our director, picks a group of about 18 to 20 students who become the Hastings College Bell Choir. And as you mentioned, it's an interesting and very unique group. The Hastings College Bell Choir is one of the only collegiate bell choirs in the state of Nebraska. So with our emphasis in music and especially in sacred music out here for the training of future church musicians, we felt the bell choir was an important addition to our program. Several years ago, we implemented it, and ever since, it's been a very, very popular ensemble, not only for the students, but audiences love the bell choir.
Yeah, and are this open to the public, or do we get? I mean, well, I know it's open to the public, but how do they get in contact for tickets and things like that?
Actually, for the opera on Friday and Saturday, tickets are available at all of the local banks in Grand Island. They are available at the Heritage Bank. We also have tickets for our friends at Good Samaritan Village that are available at the Senior Center out there. And, of course, Hastings College Department of Music also has tickets, and you can certainly pick up a ticket there. Tickets, if there are any left, will also be on sale at the box office the days of the performance. We'll open the doors an hour before the performance. As I mentioned, the performance is on Friday at 7:30 and on Saturday at 2:30 and at 7:30. Then the band concert, which is free of charge, is on December 6th, Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. And the tickets for the opera are, all of the tickets are just general admission, and it's a $5 ticket price for everyone.
Okay, Robin Kuser, thank you so much for joining me. You got a really good event just to really get put in the holiday cheer right off the very first weekend of December. And so thank you so much for joining me, and just I hope you guys have a wonderful performance coming up this weekend.
Thank you, Tyson, and happy holidays to you.
Hastings College Spotlight has been brought to you by Hastings Federal Credit Union, serving the financial needs of people who live or work in the Hastings area. Stay tuned, because the second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Freeman Center in York as we get ready for the second half here this afternoon. Hastings and the York Panthers in men's college basketball. Hastings has the lead, 30-28. But this has been a good basketball game so far. The Broncos will have the opening possession of the second half. York will start off with a man-to-man defense. Here's Marvin with the ball, and he loses it as he dribbles down the right side of the lane. So a turnover on Hastings. The Broncos had 8 in the first half. That's number 9 right there. York has got 10 turnovers thus far. And the Panthers have a chance to go ahead here with a 3-point field goal. York shooting to our basket to our right here in the second half. This is D. Allison with the ball, now to Stanifer. Stanifer picked up out here by Kyler Dossett of Hastings. Down in the corner of the right side to Ellison. He falls down with the ball, but he gets it down in the baseline to Justice Knoll, and he is whistled for the traveling violation. So the two teams trade turnovers on their opening possession of the second half. Hastings 30 and York 28. Vince College basketball today on 1230 KHAS. Here's Slough taking it all the way down the lane. His shot off the window is going to be no good. It is loose on the floor. Who's got it? Hastings does. That's a Jake Marvin. Marvin gets it out to Wade Vance. Now to Fletcher. 4-3. Shot is up there. That one won't go. Battle for the rebound. It's still loose and finally goes out of bounds from the far side. Dawson was giving chase, but couldn't get to it as it goes over the sideline right in front of the Bronco bench. And York will come back the other direction. 30-28 to score. York is trailing by 2 points. Panthers will have the basketball. Here's a Stanford as he will play things in. Hastings will be in a man-to-man defense. They played both man and zone here in the ball game today. Ellison has got the ball out here in three-point territory. Now to Stanifer. Picked up there by Dossett of Hastings. Comes across the top to the Australian Best. Best gives it away to D. Ellison on the dribble. Comes to the near side now. That's going to be Leonard Epps. Dribble penetration. They go inside. Collision. And a foul is going to be called. They got it inside to Justice Knoll as he runs over Wade Bonson in the lane. And Vance is going to be whistled for the personal foul. Number one on Vance. Number one in the second half on Hastings. Non-shooting situation. So York will play things in. Corey Stanifer looking to get things in. He's got to come way out on top. In fact, it's going to be intercepted. It's going to be intercepted by Slough. He goes two on one with Vance. A feed to Wade. His shot is up there. Just no good. He misses the layup. So a turnover on York, and Vance blows the layup. Rebound comes down to the York Panthers. This is Best with the ball. Best back outside, dribble penetration, down to Knoll, his shot no good. Found him for the rebound, still loose. Knoll picks it back up, tries to put a man in the air, can't do it. Here's a feed now to Stanifer. He drives into the lane, and it's going to be taken away. Taken away there by Fletcher of Hastings, stops at the top of the three-point circle at the other end. His shot is up and in, and a timeout is called by Lance Creech. Derek Fletcher comes back, picks up the loose ball, and nails a three-pointer from just right of the circle. And Hastings College has got their biggest lead of the ball game now at 5 points at 33-28. We've got early timeout here. 18-20 remaining in the ball game. The score, Hastings 33, York 28.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Major college football this afternoon from the SEC championship ball game. Early in the contest, Alabama is out on top of Florida by the score of 9-0. Earlier today, it was Cincinnati winning over Pittsburgh to complete an undefeated season. Cincinnati 45 and Pittsburgh 44. The difference was a bobbled extra point by Pittsburgh late in that ball game. 33-28 here in men's college basketball. Hastings has got their biggest lead of the contest. Now here's a feed to the far side. It's going to be tipped and it's going to be intercepted here by Fletcher, and he goes the distance and scores. Fletcher got his hands in there to deny the pass. It was loose. Fletcher picks it up on the roll, and the Broncos are out to a 35-28 advantage now here in the second half. Hastings has come out and scored the first 5 points of the ball game here in the second half. York has got it now. Here's a nice feed underneath the basket to Leonard Epps. His shot is going to be no good, but he was hacked on the arm there by Hastings. Epps was wide open underneath the basket, and that's about the only thing Hastings could do, and that was foul as Fletcher came back to nail him before his shot went down to the hole. So now Leonard Epps will go to the free throw line here for York, a 69% foul shooter on the season. He is 16 out of 23 from the free throw line. His shot is up there. That one rattles off. No good. He'll get one more. York in the first half, 3 of 4 from the stripe. Epps had 5 points the last time these two teams played when Hastings beat York in their season opener, 88-76. Epps with 4 points so far in this one. Eyes the bucket. Shot is up there. That one is going to be short, and the rebound comes down to Slough. Jeremiah brings her up now for Hastings College against Epps. Gets it into the offensive working zone here. Over on the right side, they get it to Wade Voss. Back inside, a shot taken by Marvin is good, and he's fouled in the play. Nice pass. Marvin gets the field goal to go down, and he is fouled in the play. Jake Marvin has now got 4 points in the game, and he'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. Personal foul is whistled on Ellison. That's going to be his second. So Hastings has now scored the first 7 points in the second half, and they've increased their lead now. 37-28 is the score. Here's a shot from the free throw line. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to the York Panthers, coming back the other way. Stanifer has got the ball now for York. Gets away, drives it against Dossett to the basket. His shot is up there, is no good. And we've got a two to the whistle. And a foul is going to be called here. Personal foul will go on Hastings. It'll go on Dossett. So Tyler picks up his first personal foul. Going to the free throw line now for York is going to be Corey Stanifer. 37-28, Hastings College has got the lead. With 17 minutes and 20 seconds to play here in the basketball game, Hastings has scored the first 7 points here in the second half. Shot from the free throw line is good by Corey Stanifer. He has now got 7 points in the game. He is 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. Stanifer is the guy who really kept York in the ball game earlier this year. He scored 18 points in the contest against Hastings the first go-around. He's averaging 16.5 in the season. His shot is up there. The second one is going to be no good. Rebound comes off long. Stanifer grabs the ball. Keeps it alive here for the Panthers, so they have a shot at a three-point play, but not now. Double dribble violation on Stanifer. A double dribble violation on Corey Stanifer as his missed free throw came out long on the rebound. Then Stanifer turns the ball over. 37-29, the score. Hastings with a lead. Here's Slough. Gets it out to Wade Vance. Angles in from the right wing. His bounce pass is out of bounds. Trying to get it down on the baseline left side, down low to Jake Marvin. He threw it out of bounds. 10 turnovers on Hastings here in the ball game. The Broncos out on top by the score of 37-29. We have played 3 minutes here in the second half from the Freeman Center in York. Humans with the ball now for York as he's back into the ball game. Allison has got it now. Hastings stays with a man-to-man defense. D. Allison double-teamed on the wing on the right side. Now to Humans, deep in the corner. Shot for three, no good. Slough with a rebound. Jeremiah runs her back the other way. 4-on-3. Nice pass to Jake Marvin, and he drives it home. Jake Marvin scores for Hastings. He's now got 6 points in the ball game, and York wants to call a timeout. Hastings has opened up a 10-point lead now. In the early stages of the second half, we're down to 16:34 to play in the ball game. We've got a timeout with a score. Hastings 39, York 29.
Playing sports is an important part of high school and college life. When injuries occur, the playing stops. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back in the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
1230 KHAS.
Has opened up the second half on a 9-1 run, and the Broncos now have a 10-point lead, 39-29. Other scores in from the GPAC today in women's basketball. Briar Cliff, the team that we'll see next Saturday, beat Doan today in Crete by the score of 90-65. Dort knocked off Morningside 77-72. That's the fifth loss of the season for Morningside. Number one ranked Northwestern rolling past Dana today in Orange City 102-49. It was Concordia over Dakota Wesleyan, 53-46. And Mount Marty, 64. Nebraska Wesleyan, 44. There's our women's scores from earlier. Time change from Midland and the University of Sioux Falls. They have moved those back to 4 and 6 o'clock. So the women's basketball scoreboard is complete in the GPAC for this Saturday. 39-29 here. Hastings College has built a 10-point lead. And Humans steps out of bounds. Got the ball in the low block just left of the basket and steps out of bounds. So York, after playing a pretty competitive first half, starting to unravel here in half number two. There's now 14 turnovers in the Panthers. Hastings has a chance to increase their lead right here. Here's Vance for three. Good. Wade Vance hits a three-pointer. He's now got 6 points in the ball game. Hastings leading by the score of 42-29. Broncos on a 12-1 run to start this second half, and here's another pass that's out of bounds. Stanifer took it into the lane, tried dumping off low to Humans, and he lost the ball out of bounds. So back-to-back turnovers here on York. They've now got 15 in the ball game. Hastings leading 42-29. Bontz goes to Fletcher across the lane, and Fletcher can't handle it. It goes out of bounds, so the Broncos turn it over for the 11th time here in the ball game. Here comes Desmond Strickland into the ball game now for York, replacing the Australian Darren Best. 42-29, the Broncos looking for their fifth straight win here this afternoon. Broncos sitting at 7-3 on the season with games next week against Concordia and Briarcliff. York working in their offensive end. Humans has got the ball over in the wing to Ellison. Moves it to the far sideline to Strickland. Now it's to Stanifer. Trying to penetrate. Cut off nicely by Hastings. And then his pass is thrown into the York bench. They signals Hastings' way, but now the official is going to confer as the coaching staff and the players on the far side went berserk, and now they reverse the call and they'll give it to York. Brandon Tatum, the head coach for York, nearly blew a blood vessel there. He's not a happy man. Happened right in front of him over there, in front of the York bench, but now the officials confer and they give it back to York. So the Panthers will play things in on the far sideline. Strickland has got the ball, dribbles once. Comes out to Humans. Humans now over to Stanifer. Comes across the top to D. Ellison. Hastings in the man-to-man defense. Here's Strickland. Takes it to the elbow right side. His shot is up there. It is no good as the shot clock expires. And the rebound comes down to McNerland. McNerland outlet pass goes to Swell. Back to Brent. Looks at the three. Passes it up. Tries to go to Fletcher. Fletcher mishandles the ball. Picks it up. Out here near the 10-second line. Fletcher goes to the free throw line, spins, loses control of the ball, picked up by Slough, now to Fletcher on the baseline, out to Wade Vonce, fakes the three, dribbles inside, now to Fletcher, deep in the corner, hands it away to Vonce, he'll shoot a three, his shot is no good, tap try up and in. Jason States gets the tap, and Hastings has now built a 15-point lead, it's 44-29, and again, York wins the call and timeout. Hastings on fire coming out of the locker room as they have now outscored York 14-1 to start the second half of play. We've got another break, 14-42 to play in the ball game. Hastings 44, York 29.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings. 1230 KHAS.
Football scoreboard today, Cincinnati 45, Pittsburgh 44. East Carolina beat Houston today 38-32. West Virginia 24, Rutgers 21. And Alabama leads Florida 9-3. They are in the second quarter. Hastings out on top here. It is now 44-29. The Broncos on a 14-1 run. Here's a shot by Stanifer. It's going to be blocked down by McNerland, recovered by Wade Vonce. Long pass down the floor is knocked out of bounds. Trying to get it to Brent McNerland, but getting back defensively for York was D. Ellison. So Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. This was a 30-28 ball game at halftime in favor of Hastings. York has had as much as a 4-point lead here in the ball game, but the Broncos have come out on fire here in the second half. Jeremiah Slough circles around, takes it into the paint, stops there, comes out to Vonce, fakes the three. Now he drives it inside, puts a man in the air, goes up for a shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Justice Knoll. Knoll has got it for the York Panthers, back the other way to the far sideline. That's going to be Lambrecht, who's back into the ball game. Lambrecht comes over here to Knoll. They swing it right side now to Leonard Epps, down in the corner. Here's a shot by Humans. The shot is up and in. Nick Humans hits a three ball for York. Now 44-32. Here's a long pass down to four. It's going to be tipped, and it's going to be taken away by Humans, so a turnover on Hastings. That's their 12th of the ball game. And now here's a Chris Lambrecht out near the 10-second line to set things up for York. Hastings stays with their man-to-man defense. The Broncos now with a 12-point lead, 44-32. Leonard Epps has got it picked up there by Vonce. Now he gives it away to Knoll. Knoll runs right into McNerland, circles around, takes it into the lane. His running jumper is up there. It's good. Here's a long pass down to four. They get it to Fletcher. His shot is up and in. Hastings just outraces the defense there. Fletcher, like he was on a fly pattern at football, just took off down the right side of the floor there. They got him the ball as Fletcher lays it in easily. He's now got 21 points in the ball game. Here's a shot at the other end from inside the free throw circle. No good. Tip try is up and in. Yeomans gets the tip. First shot taken by Knoll. Hastings back quickly. Here is States at the other end. His shot is up and in. Jason States scores for Hastings. 48-36 now. Hastings out on top by 12 points here in the ball game. Yeomans again gives it away to Best. His shot from 15 is good. Darren Best now with 9 points. Team's changing baskets here. 48-38. Here's Slough down in the corner. Wade Bonds for three. That shot's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Darren Best has got it for York. Down the near sideline, he is stopped there as Slough cut him off, and now he gets it away to Chris Lambrecht. York is down by 10 points, 48-38. 12 and a half minutes to play here in the basketball game from the Freeman Center, and now we've got a foul called. It's going to go on Wade Bonds. Second foul on Bonds. That's going to be team foul number four on Hastings here in the second half. Out of the scorer's table, checking in now is going to be Nate Olson. Also coming in for Hastings will be Jake Marvin. Coming out will be States and also Wade Bonds. Non-shooting situation, it's going to be York inbounding, baseline right side underneath their own basket. Darren Best plays it in, but now we've got a whistle, and a foul is going to be called on Hastings. A holding foul on Jeremiah Slough. So Jeremiah picks up his second personal. Best will play it in again from just to the right of the basket. Comes way out here near the 10-second line to Strickland. Desmond Strickland goes over here on the wing to Epps, angles in toward the basket. His shot is up there, it's good, high off the window. Leonard Epps now with 6 points in the ball game, and York is back to within 8 points. 48-40 the score as the hometown crowd here comes alive, trying to cheer the Panthers on here. Derek Fletcher has got the ball. Fletcher to a Nate Olson here on the near sideline. Olson circles around down on the baseline, jump pass to the far side. Best knocks it out of bounds. Lance Creech grabs the ball as Best was chasing after it. Lance down in the corner there. Ball came right to him. He just reaches out and grabs the ball, and Best nearly plowed him over. Hometown fans didn't like that one. Thought maybe Lance shouldn't let that one go by. Give Best a chance to keep it in play. Hastings will inbound. Here's McNerland. His shot is up and in, and he's fouled. Brent McNerland lays it in with his left hand. Nice shot by McNerland, and now he goes to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. McNerland now with 4 points in the basketball game. It's 50-40. Hastings with a lead. That's going to be team foul number two on York here in the second half. Darren Best is the guilty party. He's now got two. McNerland's free throw is up there. That one is off of the rim. No good. Best with a rebound. McNerland now 0 of 2 from the free throw line in the ball game here this afternoon. D. Ellison, or rather Lambrecht, has got the ball. Lambrecht back out to Leonard Epps. Swings it left side of the wing to a Desmond Strickland. Now to Lambrecht again. Tries to bring it high on the block. Jeremiah Slough forces him back out into three-point territory. Now to Leonard Epps is running one-hander on the right side of the lane. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to McNerland. Brent has got it for Hastings. Long pass ahead. Jake Marvin has got it. Marvin in the lane to Olson. His shot is up there. It's no good. He's fouled in the play as Nate goes tumbling out of bounds. A foul is going to be called on York. And Nate Olson will go to the free throw line here for Hastings. 11:15 to play in the ball game. Hastings 50, York 40. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Justice Knoll. That's going to be his third. Team foul number three on the Panthers here in the second half. Nate Olson, a 75% foul shooter, will go to the free throw line for Hastings. His shot is up there. It is no good. Hastings hit only 2 of 6 free throws in the first half of play. And right now, that's their first free throw of the second half, and now 2 of 7 for 28%. Hastings had been hitting 72% from the foul line this season. 50-40, Broncos have a 10-point lead. Here's the next shot. It's good by Olson. Into the ball game now for Hastings will be Kyler Dossett replacing Jake Marvin. Hastings in the ball game now still shooting 50% from the field. They are 21 out of 42. York is hitting 40% of their shots, 16 out of 40. Hastings 6 on 15 on three-pointers. York is just 4 out of 16 on their three-point field goal attempts. 51 to 40, Hastings with an 11-point lead. Broncos led by as many as 15 just a few minutes ago at 44 to 29. Best, not a Lambrecht, angles in from the left side. His shot is up off of the window, no good. And we got a foul on the rebound as McNerland went over the back of Lambrecht. McNerland picks up his third personal foul. He's the only guy in foul trouble right now for Hastings. Justice Knoll has got three for York. On shooting situation again, the sixth team foul in Hastings. Best will play things in for York. That is Stanifer, the Lambrecht. They swing it to the left side to Strickland. Down to Best again. And he is going to be fouled into play as he split a couple of defenders. Wade Bonson, Kyle Dawson were both there. Best has forced his way through both defenders and drew the personal foul. It's going to go on Dossett. That's going to be his second. Now that's the 17th foul in Hastings. So now York is going to have some free throws here, at least a 1-1. 10:50 remaining here in the ballgame, 51-40. Hastings has got the lead. Broncos used a 14-1 lead to take control of this ballgame. Actually, a 14-1 run at the beginning of the second half to take control of the game at 44-29. But York is not rolling over. They're back into the ballgame, trailing by 11 now at 51-40 with Darren Best at the free throw line. His shot is up there. It is good. Best now with 10 points in the basketball game for York. 6'7", a senior from Melbourne, Australia. And a redhead at that as he goes to the free throw line again for York. His second one is up there. That one was halfway down and falls off. No good. Rebound comes down to Olsen. Nate Olsen has got it for Hastings, so it's back to a 10-point ball game, 51-41. Olsen comes out to Kyler Dossett. Now near side to Fletcher for three. Good. Derek Fletcher hits another three. He's got 24 points in the basketball game. That on the heels of his 31-point performance that he had the other night against Midland. Fletcher has led the team in scoring three out of the last four ball games, and he's well on his way to doing that again today. Derek Fletcher with 24 points in the basketball game for Hastings. And the Broncos are back out by 13 at 54-41. Stanifer has got the ball for York. The Lambrecht, free throw line extended left side. One cutter through the lane. That was Best. They couldn't get the ball to him. Here's Strickland again. Strickland off of the wing to Leonard Epps. Cross-court pass is deflected, but picked up over there by Lambrecht again for York. 13 seconds on the shot clock. Stanifer throws up a long-range jumper. It's going to be no good, but an offensive rebound, York. They get it back out to Stanifer. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Puts it up off of the glass. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Kyler Dossett. Dossett dribbles to the near sideline. Now back to the center of the floor. Bounce pass will go to Olsen. Pulls up. 10-footer left side. He banks one home. Nate Olsen scores for Hastings. He's got 3 points in the ball game. Hastings now matches their biggest lead of the ball game. It's 56-41. Lambrecht forcing his way into the basket. His shot no good. And he is knocked out of bounds here. And a foul is going to be called on Hastings. Foul will go on Hastings. It's going to go on Slough. That's going to be his third. So now Jeremiah's got three. Brett McNerland with three. And going to the free throw line for York is going to be Chris Lambrecht. He's a 40% foul shooter in the season. 2 out of 5 so far for Chris. He's not scored so far tonight. Three players for York sitting at the scorers table ready to check in. Jake Marvin also goes down there for Hastings. 9:45 remaining in the ballgame. Hastings 56, York 41. Shot for the free throw line around the rim three times and spins down through the hole. Lambrecht's first point of the basketball game. Here comes those subs in now. 56-42 is the score. So Marvin now into the ball game. Jake has got 6 points for Lance Creech and the Broncos so far today. The freshman out of Lincoln. And Chris Lambrecht will have one more here for York. His shot is up and in. So he nails a couple of free throws. He's going to check out now. Coming back into the ball game is going to be D. Allison. So 9:45 remaining in the contest. Hastings still leading by 13 points, 56-43. Nate Olsen has got the ball down the right sideline for Hastings. Brings it back to the center of the floor. It comes over here on the wing on the left side. Olsen gives it up now to Wade Vance behind a screen from Dossett. Bounce pass goes inside to Marvin. Back to Wade as he slides to the hole. His shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Justice Knoll. Knoll has got it. Outlet pass goes to Ellison. Ellison now to Epps. Now left side. Here's a shot taken by Mass. It's going to be no good. Should have maybe just stumped that baby home, but he misses the easy shot there just left of the basket. And Hastings has got the rebound back the other way. Marvin has got it. His shot's going to be blocked down. Tap try, no good. Marvin comes down with it again. Marvin to Olsen. Down to Wade Vance, down to the baseline. Dossett drives, shoots, and scores. Tyler Dossett scores on a nice pass by Wade Vance. Hastings again leading by 15 points. It is 58-43. Just under 9 minutes to play here in this one. There's Leonard Epps with the ball across the top again to Mask. Mask down to D. Ellison. Ellison down in the corner. Leonard Epps thought about the three. Now dumps it off down low. Nola's got it. Mishandles it. Picks it up. Now he's double teamed. Ball is knocked loose. Knoll grabs it again. Now a foul is called. They had Justice Null in some deep trouble right underneath the basket, down on the baseline, had him pinned really against the end line. And then a reaching in foul is going to be nailed on Nate Olson. That's going to be his first. And Null will go to the free throw line now for York. He has got 10 points in the basketball game, 4 field goals, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. 70% foul shooter in the season. His shot is up there. It is good. 58-44. Hastings College now leading by 14 points with another free throw pending here from Justice Null. Right-hander will toe the mark, looks up there. His shot is good, so he nails both free throws. Hastings just 3 out of 9 on free throws today. York is 7 out of 12. Neither team really blistering the nets from the charity stripe here this afternoon. Derek Fletcher has got it on the dribble for Hastings, sends it over to Kyler Dossett. Picked up by Stanifer for York defensively. Dossett puts it on the floor. Off to Nate Olson. Takes it to the wing on the right side. Olson dribbling with the ball. Now to Kyler Dossett again. Out in three-point territory as he directs a little traffic. Has a screen set up to Marvin. Now tries to give it to Jake, and he wasn't looking for it, and it goes out of bounds. Hastings turns it over. Jake Marvin sent a screen over there for Kyler Dossett, and then Kyler returned the ball to him, and Jake wasn't looking for it, and it goes off of his fingertips out of bounds into the Bronco bench. Turnover number 13 on Hastings here in the ball game, 58-45. Hastings now with a 13-point lead. We've hit the 8-minute mark here in the second half. Here's a long-range jumper from three by Ellison. Bingo. D. Ellison rattles the gong there from the top of the key. That's his first field goal of the ball game, and York is back within 10 points, 58-48. Hastings with the ball. Nate Olson on the right sideline, and now Lance wants to call a timeout. Lance Creech, the head coach for Hastings, wants to call a timeout. 7 minutes and 45 seconds to play in the basketball game. Hastings 48 and York 48. Rather, Hastings 58, York 48.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drugstores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy. Serving you, Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
Men's basketball score to report to you from the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Northwestern has jumped out on top of Dana, 21-16. 10 minutes to play in the first half. Northwestern 21, Dana 16. 10 minutes to play in the first half for Morgan City. Hastings with a 10-point lead here over York College, 58-48. Broncos with the ball following the timeout. Olson down in the corner. DeVance for a three. It's too hard. Rebound Jake Marvin, and a foul is going to be called. Marvin has done a great job today on the offensive glass for Hastings. He grabs that one as it comes ricocheting off of the iron. And a foul is going to be called on the York Panthers. That's only the fourth team foul, though, on York, so a non-shooting situation. So Hastings will play things in. Stanifer picks up the foul. That's only his first. Hastings will play it in. Jeremiah Slough, the trigger man, comes way out on top. That's going to be Fletcher. Dribbles to the top of the key, goes off to Slough. Dribbles left to right across the free throw line, and then back out into the three-point territory. Sends it over here to Fletcher. Inside to Vance with his back to the basket. Jump pass down in the corner to Slough for three. Shot good. Jeremiah Slough hits the three from deep in the right corner. He's got 8 points, and Hastings back out to a 13-point lead, 61-48. 7:09 to play here in the basketball game. Here's Null, goes for the basket on the baseline. He's called for the steps. Null was being hounded deep in the left corner there and then got away. He got away because he traveled with the ball. He was going for the rack there, and a traveling violation is called on York. That is their 16th turnover of the basketball game. Here's Slough in the paint for Hastings. Hands it away to Bontz from the elbow. His shot is up and in. Wade Bontz scores for Hastings. He has got 8 points, and now the Broncos have a 15-point lead again. Matches their biggest lead of the ball game, 63-48. Here's Stanifer, drives it down the lane. His shot is too strong. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be York basketball. Hastings touched it before it went out. Maybe got a little piece of that shot from Corey Stanifer as it left his hands. So the Broncos will stay here on defense. Coming into the ball game now for Hastings will be McNerlin. Going out will be Dossett. 6:41 to play in the ball game. Hastings 63, York 48. The Broncos trying to win their fifth straight ball game here this afternoon. Best will play things in way outside again to D. Ellison. Hastings stays with a man-to-man. Over here on the right side is Humans. He takes off, plays a high off the glass, and scores. Nick Humans scores for York. He has now got 7 in the ball game. Hastings back quickly in their offensive zone. They've got a 13-point lead, 63-50, 6.5 to play. McNerlin comes to Fletcher, lobs it into Vance. Vance with his back to the basket, fires it back out on the wing on the right side. That's going to be Slough, takes it down on the baseline, foul called. A foul is going to go on York. It's going to go on number 11, D. Ellison. That's going to be his third. Team foul number 5 on the Panthers here in the second half of play. Still no free throws here for Hastings. The Broncos will inbound baseline left side underneath their own hoop. Slough gets it to Marvin, mishandled the ball, but gets it under control. Would have had an easy shot there, but he mishandled it. Out of Slough, out here in three-point territory to McNerlin. Fakes the three, moves to his left, pulls up inside, and his shot is good. Brent McNerlin scores from about 12 feet away. He's got 6 points in the ball game, and again, it's a 15-point lead for Hastings at 65-50. Back the other way is Knoll. His shot for three from dead on is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to McNerlin at Hastings. Down to Jeremiah Slough, spins in the lane, puts it up there, shot good. Jeremiah Slough scores. He's got 9, 10 points in the ball game, and now we got a timeout, York. Hastings with their biggest lead of the ball game. Now it's 17 points. We've got a timeout with 5 minutes and 41 seconds to play in the ball game. Hastings 67, York 50.
Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings, located in the Ashton Place at 207 South Burlington, has been providing on-site event coverage and rehabilitation to athletes for 17 years. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. A Saturday sports clinic is available to athletes from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. during the fall and winter sports seasons. The people you know and the name you trust since 1992 is Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings. Check us out on the web at www.ptsrhastings.com or call for an appointment at 402-462-8824.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Freeman Center. We're in York today for Bronco basketball. The women's scoreboard is complete now. Hastings winning last night over York by a score of 89-68. It was Briar Cliff beating Doan today, 90-65 in Crete. From Sioux Center, Dort beat Morningside, the defending NAIA national champs, 77-72. Northwestern all over Dana today in Orange City, 102-49. Concordia beat Dakota Wesleyan in Mitchell today, 53-46. And it was Mount Marty over Nebraska Wesleyan in Yankton by the score of 64-44. Hastings College men now with a 17-point lead over York. This is their biggest lead of the ball game at 67-50. And now York has got the ball following the timeout from their head coach and Brandon Tatum. Best jump pass over here in the wing to Ellison. Back to Best at the top of the key. Drives into the lane. His shot's going to be blocked down by Marvin, and a foul is going to be called on Jake. Marvin got the block, but he also got the personal foul. That's going to be Jake's third. So now Brent McNerlin with three, Jake Marvin with three, and Jeremiah Slough with three personal fouls for Hastings. Justice Knoll has got three for York, and so does D. Ellison. Going to the free throw line for the Panthers is going to be Darren Best. Best has got 10 points in the ball game so far today, 1 of 2 from the free throw line, 60% foul shooter on the season. 67-50, Broncos have the lead. Shot is up there. It is no good by Best. Second meeting of the season between Hastings and York. Broncos beat them their season opener 88-76. But York is currently 4-3 against teams from the Great Plains Athletic Conference, including a win over Morningside at the end of last month, 81-78. Second shot by Bess is going to be good. He's now got 11 points in the ballgame, and the Hastings lead is now 16 at 67-51. Here's Fletcher cracking up another three. It's good again. Derek Fletcher hits another three ball. He has got 27 points in the basketball game. Fletcher leading both teams in scoring here this afternoon. There's a shot by Best that's going to be no good. Hastings gets the rebound. McNerlin gets it away to Fletcher. Now to Jeremiah Slough down in the corner. Wade Bontz will take a three, and he hits that one. Wade Bontz hits a three. Fletcher hits one. And now the Broncos have got a 73-51 advantage over York. They're starting to blow things open here with 4 minutes and 53 seconds to play. 73-51, Hastings out on top. D. Ellison with the ball now for York. Dribbling out here in three-point territory to Justin Ward, who's into the ball game for the first time. Ward goes over in the wing on the left side to a Stanifer. Back to Ward on the right wing to Stanifer. His three-pointer put up there over Vance is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Tyler Dossett with the board, not a Fletcher. To McNerland, back outside to Vance. He nails another three ball from right in front of the Hastings bench. Wade Vance now with 13, 14 points in the ball game. Fletcher's got 27, Vance has got 14. Hastings now leading by the score of 76 to 51. This game was close in the first half at 30 to 28 at halftime. There's a three ball thrown up from the right corner by Nick Yeomans. Yeomans now with 10 points in the ball game. Wade Bonds gets the easy layup on the other end for Hastings. He's now got 16. Two teams trading baskets here, 78 to 54. We're down to 3:49 to play. Yeomans again throws up a three. That's going to be short. Rebound Dossett. Now the Slough, long pass down to four. They get it to Fletcher. His shot is up there. It is no good, and he's hacked on the arm. And Fletcher will now go to the free throw line here for Hastings. So the Broncos are going to use a strong second half, and they're going to get out of here with a win here this afternoon. Hastings started the second half on a 14-1 run. The grab control of the ball game at 44-29. They have built the lead now to 78-54. Yeomans is the guilty party in the foul. That's going to be his second. Fletcher to the free throw line for the first time today, and he hits his first free throw. He has now got 28 points in the basketball game. Wade Bonds is going to check out of the ball game now for the Broncos. And coming in is going to be Nate Olson. So Vance with 16 points. Probably done for the day. Punching his time clock as he heads to the bench for head coach Lance Creech. Next shot by Fletcher is going to be good. And the Broncos now lead by a score of 80-54 over York here this afternoon. Strickland has got the ball deep in a corner on the left side. They get it to Ward. Ward throws it cross court deep in the right corner. A shot is put up there. It is no good by Brent Smith. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Olsen gets it ahead to Fletcher. Nice pass inside of McNerland, and he scores. Brent McNerland now with 8 points. Fletcher gets the assist. 82-54. Hastings with a lead here with 3 minutes and 14 seconds to play. Strickland out here in three-point territory. Comes across the top to Ellison. Ellison now to Stanifer. Stanifer to Smith. Bounce pass comes back on the wing on the right side to Ellison. As he gets it inside, it's Stanifer. Makes a move. His shot from right in front of the basket is good. Corey Stanifer now with 9 points in the ball game. Hastings back quickly with the ball, leading 82-56. Here's Olsen. His shot is up and in. Nate Olsen now with 5 points in the basketball game, 84-56. Broncos leading by 28 points. Here's Strickland. Out to Ellison. Dribbles into the lane. Bounce pass. Goes to the far side. There's a shot put up there. It's going to be no good by Ward. And the rebound comes down to Olsen of Hastings. Nate gets it away to Jeremiah Slough. Hustles into the forecourt, dribbles to the elbow, puts up a shot and hits it. Slough now with 12 points in the ball game, 86-56. Hastings shooting the eyes out of the basket here in the past couple of minutes. Now with a 30-point lead here in this one. This York team is a team that's been receiving votes in the NAIA college basketball poll the first couple of weeks of the season. Stanford takes off with a basket. He's fouled in a play. And now Stanifer will go to the free throw line here for York. So the Panthers receiving votes in the NAIA poll, but they're being blown out here by unranked Hastings by 30. It's 86-56. Stanifer to the free throw line here for the Panthers. He has got 9 points in the ball game, 2 of 4 from the stripe. His shot is up there. It is good. He'll get one more. Coming up after the ball game today, we'll name our player of the game, and then Lance Creech will join us on the postgame show before we get out of here today. 86-57 is the score. Now Lance has cleared the bench for the final 2 minutes and 10 seconds of this one. Blake Wright into the ball game. Kane comes back in. Here's the next shot. It's going to be good by Stanifer. He has now got 11 points in the ball game. And now Hastings leading by a score of 86-58. So Aaron Kane now into the ball game for Hastings. He's got the ball out here in three-point territory. To Dane Bacon, the product out of Kearney. Out to Nate Olson again at the point for Hastings as he dribbles the ball, gets away, drives it into the lane, kicks it back out here to Bacon for three. His shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound right. His shot is up there. It's no good. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by York. Charles Ferguson is also into the ball game for Hastings, the freshman out of Kimball. Hastings will inbound, baseline left side underneath their own basket with 1:45 remaining here in the ball game. Olsen looks, comes way out on top. Bacon grabs the ball. Dane has got it. He hands it back to Nate out here as York stays with their man-to-man defense, but Hastings has sliced this thing up pretty much here in the second half. Here's Ferguson out for the baseline. His shot is going to be no good. Rebound is loose, and it's going to be picked up here by York coming back the other way. Brent Smith has got it. His pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Hastings. Nate Olson flips it away. Here's a shot. It's no good, and a foul is going to be called. Olson got it to right as he was flying in from the right sideline. And a foul is going to be called. Nope, it's a traveling violation. All right. Traveling violation on right. 86-58 is the score. Hastings turns it over here. We're down to a minute and 22 seconds to play here in the ballgame. Hastings will improve to 8 wins and 3 losses after this one. They'll get ready for the Concordia Bulldogs Wednesday night back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Justin Word is going to get the ball stripped away again by the Hastings defense. The Broncos come back quickly with the ball. Kane tries to throw it into the corner. It's going to be mishandled or taken away from Wright. And the two teams trade turnovers as Lambrecht comes back the other way on the dribble. Chris Lambrecht with the ball. There's a feed over to Ward. A long-range jumper is put up there. It's going to be no good from three. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Dane Bacon has got it. Bacon gets it away. Here come the Broncos now with an 86-58 lead. Down in the corner, Kane for three. That one is going to be too strong. Rebound Strickland for York. Desmond Strickland has got it. Gets it away now to Chris Lambrecht. 30 seconds to play in the ball game. Hastings leading by a bunch. 86-58 here in this one. Brent Smith with the ball. Works it over on the wing on the left side. That's Justin Ward with it now. Deep in the left corner, driving the baseline, putting up a shot off of the window. It's going to be Lambrecht. A shot no good. Foul shot no good, and a foul is called. Cameron Quinton into the ball game now for York. He got that foul shot there for the Panthers. It would not go, but he'll go to the free throw line now as he was hacked in the arm by the Broncos. Zach Short into the ball game for Hastings. Picks up the personal foul. Cameron Quinton, a 50% foul shooter, goes to the free throw line here for York. Dips the knees, fires up a free throw. It's up and in. 17.5 seconds to play here in this one. Hastings 86, York 59. In men's college basketball action here this afternoon. Next shot by Quinton is up and in, so he hits a pair. It's 86-60. And the Broncos come back with the ball. This is Zach Short. As Short approaches the 10-second line, brings it into the offensive zone. Short, his pass is to be intercepted. Intercepted by Strickland. He takes off with a basket. His shot is up there. It is no good. Misses it. Dane Bacon had it. And now what do we have? We got a foul called as Bacon lost control of it and ended up in Strickland's chest as he was down on the floor there for York. And a foul is going to be called on Hastings. Going to the free throw line for York is going to be Desmond Strickland. Foul is going to be called on Short. That's going to be his first. Or check that. It's going to go on Dane Bacon. That's going to be his first. The shot from the free throw line is up and in by Desmond Strickland. He's now got 4 points in the ballgame. We got just 2.2 seconds remaining. Hastings now leading 86-61. Next shot is up there. That one is good. So Desmond Strickland fires up a couple of free throws, and that's going to be the ball game. Hastings College is going to win it easily here today. Maybe not so easy in the first half, but Hastings using a big 14-1 run to start off the second half. Got out to a 15-point lead at 44-29, and York could not make a serious challenge after that. Got it down to 10 a couple of times midway through the second half of play, but the Broncos win by a margin of 86-62. They get out of here with a 24-point win here this afternoon over a team that has been receiving votes in the latest NAIA Division II national polls. Good win for Hastings here today as they get ready for a pair of games next week against Concordia and Briar Cliff. In the final score, Hastings 86, York 62. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
Hastings College, Central Nebraska's nationally known choice for higher education. Ranked the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Named a 2010 best college in the Midwest by Princeton Review. Named a best buy in college education by Barron's. Through exploration, attention, and participation, your first step to success begins at nationally renowned Hastings College. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Freeman Center in York this afternoon, Hastings College wins it. Men's college basketball, final score of 86-62. York had a five-point lead in the first half, about 5 minutes into the ballgame at 13-9. Hastings came back to eventually tie things up, 20 points apiece. We were tied at 22 in the first half and also tied at 28. Wade Bond setting a field goal right at the end of the first half, and it was 30-28 at halftime. Hastings then scored 14 out of the first 15 points that were scored in the second half. Went on a 14-1 run to take control of the ball game at 44-29. York got it down to 10 points a couple of times in the second half, but Hastings goes on to what appears to be an easy victory here on the scorebook, 86-62. Hastings winning by 24 here this afternoon. Another good ball game for Derek Fletcher. Ends up with 29 points in the basketball game. Wade Bonds had 16. Jeremiah Slough had 12. So three players in double figures, led by Fletcher's 29. The other scores for Hastings, it was Brent McNerlin scoring 8 points. Jake Marvin was 6. Jason States was 6. 5 points for Nate Olson and 4 for Kyler Dossett. The Broncos 5 out of 12 from the free throw line. York hit 16 of 22 from the foul line today. They were led by Darren Best. Check that. Justice Knoll, he ends up with 12 points. Darren Best had 11. Corey Stanifer had 11 points. 10 for Nick Humans. The other scores for York, 6 points for Leonard Epps, 5 for Desmond Strickland, 3 points for D. Ellison, 2 for Chris Lambrecht, and 2 for Cameron Quinton. So York falls to 8 wins and 5 losses on the season. Their next ball game will be on December 8th. Next week, they've got a game at Nebraska Omaha. Hastings College is now 8-3 on the season. They will play next Wednesday against the Concordia Bulldogs. Again, the final score in this one, Hastings knocking off York by a score of 86-62. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as Bronco basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Bronco postgame show is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't. Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
This is the Hastings College Player of the Game, brought to you by Witt Plumbing and by the Hastings Tribune.
And Hastings College wins it this afternoon, 86-62 over York College. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHAS. Again, a great performance by Derek Fletcher today. 29 points in the basketball game. That was on the heels of the other night's 31-point performance against Midland. Fletcher hitting 7 3-pointers in the ball game. Again today, Wade Bond scores 18 points. He had 3 3-pointers in the ball game. And Jeremiah Slough, he was in double figures today. In fact, he had a double-double. He had 12 points and 10 assists in the ball game today. All candidates for our player of the game will come back and name a winner right after this.
Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
Well, you can't overlook the performance from Fletcher again today. 29 points in the basketball game today for Derrick. He was 10 out of 14 from the field, 7 out of 10 from three-point territory. And he really fueled the little run in the second half for Hastings College to give the Broncos some breathing room, eventually getting the point spread out to 15 points at that point. 2 of 2 from the free throw line, had 4 rebounds, scores the 29 points in the contest, had 1 assist and 3 steals, and played 36 minutes here this afternoon. Hastings College winning in this ball game over York by the score of 86-62. Derek Fletcher will be our player of the game today for Hastings College. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
The Hastings College player of the game has been brought to you by the Hastings Tribune and by Witt Plumbing. Stay tuned. Our Hastings College basketball coverage continues with the coach's postgame show. Coming up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
It's the Snowball Sale at Hogan Sporting Goods, December 5th through the 24th. Save 20% on the first item purchased, 30% on the second, 40% on the third item, 20% on the fourth item. Ask for details at Hogan Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Our Hastings College basketball coverage continues with the coach's postgame show. Now let's go back to courtside.
Hastings College winning this afternoon, 86-62 over York. And a reminder, we've got Nebraska volleyball coming up here in just a couple of minutes. The Huskers playing in the NCAA regional at the NU Coliseum. They've got Northern Iowa today. Winner of that ball game will move on to the regionals next week at Quest Center Omaha. So we got the Huskers and Northern Iowa coming up in just a few minutes as we spend a couple of minutes with Hastings College head coach Lance Creech. And coach, the way this ball game started, it looked like it was going to go right down to the wire. That was a pretty competitive bunch, but I'll tell you what, your guys in the second half, absolutely amazing.
Well, again, we got some key rebounds at crucial times, and we were able to stay big when they were big, and when they went small and needed some baskets, I thought we did a really good job. Our staff did a good job with preparation, making sure we had a smaller lineup in there, and even when we have a smaller lineup, when your best rebounders are your guards, you're pretty fortunate. So we were able to get some things done because it just made it so much faster. You take the outlet out of the equation when you've got guards that can rebound like that, and it makes us very, very fast.
Derek Fletcher, again, just another amazing performance as he has 7 three-pointers in the ball game, and most of his points, they came in the second half of play. Fletcher ending up with 29 points with 15 in the second half.
Yeah, again, what do you say? You know, I mean, the kid's just playing very comfortable. He's just really doing a great job of taking the shots that he needs, and the thing is, I thought he's passing up some shots. I thought he did a nice job of staying aggressive and putting himself in a position to be successful. But again, I think his teammates are really identifying when they penetrate and force two to guard one, somebody's going to have to leave, and it's usually the extra pass finding Fletcher. So it does become a very much a team game in that sense, but Derek's doing a good job of capitalizing.
Again, Jeremiah Slough had 10 assists in the ball game to help Derek out a little bit in the ball game today. Talk about the two halves. What was York doing in the first half to stay close to you guys? They had a 4-point lead at 1 point, 13-9, and that was a seesaw battle in the first half, and then you guys just kind of took control in the second half.
Well, I thought their size and athleticism really altered a lot of our shots at the basket, and I think we were getting the shots that we wanted, but the problem that we were having with that is we were being forced to change our shot, and a lot of things were coming up just short, you know, and that's what we told our guys at halftime is these are the shots we want, just got to make them. And I think we only made 40% of our free throws in the first half, and we were just tentative, I thought, offensively, and I think, you know, when we came out in the second half, especially after about the first 5 or 6 minutes, when we really started to be aggressive and attack the rim and get wide open shots, it makes it a lot easier. But also, I thought we did a better job of boxing out in the second half. Now, I think they probably still out-rebounded us, but we did a much better job in the second half of blocking out, limiting them to just one opportunity, and it gave us the chance to run.
34-31, they out-rebound you, so not bad as athletic as those guys were today. The second-half run, obviously the big important part of this basketball game, 14-1 right out of the gates coming out from the locker room.
Yeah, again, and you know, I thought we had some individual matchups just with kids being clever. I thought Wade did a good job in the low post and getting himself, you know, when he got into the paint in the first half, he was looking to pass out of it. And even in the first few minutes of the second half, he was getting himself in the paint where he needs to just shoot a jump shot rather than trying to pass. You know, I told him to shoot it before he turned it over, for goodness sakes, because he was really struggling getting the ball out of the paint when he got in there. And he's so strong and physical. We had a couple key individual matchups that we were able to capitalize on.
And the nice thing about it, you weren't content with sitting on a 15-point lead. You were able to increase that throughout the second half. I think at one point got it up to 25 points or so. So they didn't rest on their laurels being ahead by 15.
Yeah, and again, when you have an opportunity to have four seniors and a junior that's averaging 30 over the last couple games on the floor at the same time, it really gives you a lot of opportunities to switch things on the perimeter. I think we really nullified their post game in the second half and did a good job of forcing him off the block and double-teaming him and making – anytime you can make a post player make decisions with the ball, typically at our level, it's going to be a positive for the defense, and it really was for us today.
So a good win for you now as you get ready for a couple of conference games next week with a tough Concordia team at home and then a nationally ranked team coming up next Saturday up in Sioux City and Briarcliff.
Yeah, exactly. And Concordia is as big and physical and as strong as anybody in our league, and I know they're doing a heck of a job. They had a tough game today. Don't know any results of anything today, but, you know, they're a team that's receiving votes in the country, and we get back to conference play, more importantly. So it's something we're going to have to take very serious and get back, and it's going to be probably a totally different game plan than what you saw here today.
So Hastings sitting at 8-3 on the season as we push now into the latter part of December. You got to feel very good about this basketball team right now, the way we've been playing here the past couple of ball games.
Yeah, I do. I mean, our goal is to somehow get double-digit wins by Christmas, and I felt if we could do that, we could probably have an opportunity to make sure that we could probably push for a 20 win come the end of February, and anytime I think in our league with as many ranked teams as we have, if you can get, you know, upwards of 20-plus wins, you're going to give yourself an opportunity to get to a national tournament.
Yeah, this is a team today that was receiving votes, like we mentioned several times throughout the broadcast, receiving votes in the national poll, and you guys blow them away by 24, so that's how close we are to maybe to making a run here this year.
Yeah, I think so. I think you're right, Mike.
All right, congratulations on the win. We'll see you Wednesday.
Thank you.
Lance Crete, Chet Goetz for Hastings College. Again, the Broncos winning here this afternoon. Final score of 86-62 over York College. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
People helping people. That's the philosophy of the Hastings Federal Credit Union. The Hastings Federal Credit Union is a not-for-profit cooperative, a financial institution that you, the members, own. And today, if you need a mortgage loan or if you are refinancing, call 463-6668 or stop at the credit union, 707 North Marion Road. The credit union's people will help you through these uncertain economic times. Your savings federally insured to at least $250,000 by the National Credit Union Administration, a U.S. government agency.
So Hastings College wins it here this afternoon. We do have a score in from Wahoo in high school basketball today. It is St. Cecilia out on top of Bishop Newman at halftime, 28-14. Hastings St. Cecilia 28 and Newman 14. They are at halftime. So the Hastings College men's basketball team using a 14-1 run to start the second half of play today. Derek Fletcher, 29 points in the basketball game, and the Broncos knock off York College this afternoon by the score of 86-62. Stick around. We have got Nebraska volleyball coming up next. From the NU Coliseum, the Huskers winning last night in the opening round of the NCAA basketball tournament. They've got Northern Iowa coming up here in just a couple of minutes with a 5 o'clock first serve. And the winner of that match will move on to the NCAA regionals next week at the Quest Center in Omaha. So a big volleyball match for the 7th-ranked Cornhuskers coming up next. You'll hear all the exciting action here on 1230 KHAS. Again, next week it'll be Concordia and Hastings Wednesday night, 6 and 8 at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lynn Farrell Arena on the air with a pregame show at 5:45 next Wednesday afternoon. Again, the final score, Hastings 86, York 62. For Tyson Evronik, I'm Mike Will, wishing a very pleasant good evening from York.
You've been listening to the Coach's Postgame Show. Join us next time for Bronco Basketball on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 a.m., KHAS Radio. Hastings College Basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.
As veterans and members of the Hastings VFW Post, we're proud of our club. It's a great place to meet, have a delicious meal, play some games, and have a few drinks. We'd like to include you in our nightly events. We're always open to the public. Come on out and give us a try. And don't forget our banquet facilities at the Hastings VFW, 1053 Wabash, near Highway 6 in South Hastings. Time for our popular monthly Stag and Stagette with roast beef and lamb fries people go nuts over. It's this Tuesday at your happening place, the Hastings VFW.
There's the puck down low, in front, shot scores! Radoslav Elo! All righty then! Through the slot, skates in, little teak move, comes in, scores! Truth, you can't handle the truth! Kenny Brooks, 3-0 Storm!
Tis the season for Storm hockey. Saturday, December 5th, see the Storm battle Team USA for an afternoon of hockey at 3:05 p.m. Radoslav Elo and Jaden Schwartz will lead your team against the under-18 national team. Visit stormhockey.com for more, presented by Viero.
Connecting with fellow Huskers worldwide. Put yourself on the map. GoBigRed.unl.edu.